Well, it's a trippy traveler show, and I'm your host, Hamish. Yo. Shit. Thought I'd change it up a bit and maybe not plagiarize for a change. So, welcome back to the Trippy Traveler. I'm your host with the most verbal diarrhea, some may say, Hamish. So today, we're going to yarn about Rome in Italy. What a place. What a city. I'm sure everyone who's known, anyone who's got a smartphone or has listened to this, unless you're a baby without the ability to communicate, or a dog, or if you genuinely just haven't heard about Rome, then you haven't heard about Rome. But for the rest of you, and I know there's a lot, welcome. I'm going to talk to you about one of my favorite cities. There's going to be a common theme in the Trippy Traveler. I'm going to say my favorite city a lot because I just love traveling. It's my favorite thing to do. And I've got the fondest memories of life traveling. So I hope you can get some of my enthusiasm and happiness out of my traveling and put it towards some drive and... I'm going to stop talking shit now and talk about Rome. Right, so went to Rome in May, and that was probably a perfect time to go. It was the very start of May, hadn't gotten too hot, and the crowds hadn't gotten too large yet. So I'm not going to lie, I had been on a diet for 3 months prior to coming to Rome, knowing for the sole purpose of I was going to go to Rome and eat as much pizza and pasta and gelatos and wine as I possibly could fit in 3 days. And that's exactly what happened. And I don't regret a thing. Because, wow, pizza and pasta are obviously two of life's greatest gifts. And Italy have somewhat of a reputation for the two of them. So after we dropped out, we checked into the hostel. I went with a friend, Math. We checked into a hostel in the city called Yellow Hostel. Again, it's pretty renowned for being a bit of a doof-doof party hostel. There's a bar at the bottom of it and like a sort of restaurant attached to it. So we dropped our bags off and just instantly took off down the road in hunt of some pizza. And we didn't take long to find it. We went to a boutique, a tiny little hole in the wall restaurant with your classic red and white checkered tablecloths, sat down, and you can get these carafes over there of wine. The wine there, I don't know if it's the placebo effect or the wine just is delicious. I think it's the latter. But we got a carafe. We didn't know what one to get, so we got one carafe of red, one carafe of white wine, and a lot of pasta. I can't remember what pasta exactly, but it was saucy, it was carby, and it was delicious. And it hit the taste buds massively. And after that, went back to our Yellow Hostel, checked out what was going on. But we were pretty much on the verge of getting put into a self-induced food coma, and that was absolutely fine. So we headed back to our rooms to rest up and take care of our food babies. We booked in tours. So usually traveling, I'll just absolutely wing it. Look at a couple of blogs before I go and maybe talk to people who have been. This time, because I've heard that the queues in Rome can be ridiculously long, I decided to book some tours in advance. Pretty onto it. Switched on. There's a tip. The Trippy Traveler recommends you to book in advance. There you go. Write that one down. But the first day, we did a Vatican tour. So we got to the Vatican early morning. I'm not sure why, but running late. So... literally running late, ran up the wrong way, asked couple people for directions, which they gave varying directions. Google Maps, the Vatican, there's only sort of a couple of entrances, maybe one entrance you can use. And we, Google Maps sent us in the wrong, way wrong direction, but that was probably user error, and I'll take that one on the chin. But yeah, we got there. We managed to source a little bit of ganja before that we got there, that the night before. So we had a quick spliff outside the Vatican gates. We thought we'd really add a little bit of a vibe and eccentricity to the tour. Again, trippy traveller, I'm going to make up a word each episode. That was the last one I'm going to tell you about, but if you get in touch with me via Pigeon or Owl, I'll give you a free guitar. And you can answer the question, what word did I make up in the podcast? Now, there's only one guitar to give away. It doesn't have strings, and it's a right-handed guitar. So, there you go. Get in touch. But you can't use the word that I just said, because I don't even remember it. I digress. So, yeah, we started the tour of the Vatican. It's pretty much its own country, so you have to go through customs almost and get security checked. Once we were go through the metal detectors, it was a little bit daunting after that cheeky little spliff, but exciting nonetheless. We met up with our tour guide. She was amazing. She was super bubbly and friendly and informative. And we cruised through the Vatican Gardens. And again, it's pretty surreal place. I'm not a huge history buff, really, but it's the Vatican. It's the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica. It's, you know, you've heard about it and you've seen movies about it for forever. So you're finally there. It's pretty surreal, pretty cool. But yeah, we cruised around the whole Vatican, and we got educated about the history of the city and the past popes, and about Michelangelo, the famous sculptor slash painter slash legend, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, and he did various other sculptures. Michelangelo's David, which actually isn't in the Sistine Chapel, but he's got a few others in there, which are extremely impressive. And learned that the Pope at the time, of the time of the painting of the Sistine Chapel, forced Michelangelo to paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel until its completion. Michelangelo was a sculptor. That was his thing. That was his forte. But he was also sick at painting too. So Michelangelo, he was got the ultimatum by the Pope. It's a pretty chill ultimatum. Either paint the Sistine Chapel until its completion for 18 hours a day, or he'd have Florence, Michelangelo's home city, burnt to the ground. I know what one I'd choose. 18 hours a day. Go find another city. Nah, good man, good loyal Florentian, old Michelangelo. He sacrificed his well-being for the greater good, and through doing this, 18 hours a day, he spent leaning back, trying to, leaning his head back and neck, arching with his hand over his head. As I speak to you now, I'm doing the movement, trying to paint my roof, which is a couple meters above, but don't even have a paintbrush. But I mean, it's not a comfortable position. Certainly wouldn't want to spend 18 hours a day doing that. Poor fella. And his eyes, he damaged his eyesight. He was young. He was sort of late teens, early 20s when he was doing this. And because of the paint fumes and looking up all the time, he got like really bad eye injuries. So, poor fella. But absolutely stunning. I remember walking into into St. Peter's Basilica and just in the Sistine Chapel and seeing his work. You look up and it is beautiful, beautiful stuff. You've got to check it out. You definitely have to check that one out. But after the tour, we went and got some gelato, which is delicious, especially on a hot day. And Italy are famous for gelato. And sat on the steps just outside the Sistine Chapel. Got another couple of pieces of pizza at the local pizza parlor on the corner. And it was these massive, delicious, flavoursome, cheesy pizzas. And then obviously had to burn that off because there's a whole lot of carbs in one sitting. So we cruised around the city after that, checked out various sites like the Pantheon, the Trevi Fountains, where you chuck the coin over your shoulder and make a wish. Did my wish come true? Can't tell you. Then it might not come true if it didn't happen already. After that, yep, went to Parliament, checked that out, ticked off the old castle, which is quite cool. And then feeling pretty adventurous, we thought we'd, you know, change it up a little bit. We had some pizza for dinner with a side of pasta. It was delicious. And that was our full day. Done. Exhausted. Knackered. Day two, we had another tour booked in. And this time, it was a Colosseum in ancient Rome tour. So, got up relatively early in the morning and met our tour guide outside the Colosseum. And although it's partly pretty, well, it's quite destroyed from earthquakes and just over years and years, it's still pretty jaw-dropping. Just looking up and seeing this is the place where men fought tigers for pride and lost a lot of the time. But yeah, it was awesome. Unfortunately, our tour guide was shocking. He was this Italian guy. His English was fine. He was obviously, I don't know, I want to say he was pretty knowledgeable, but after our tour, I mean, we put up with him for 4 hours and we had these audio headphones. I reckon I came out knowing less than I did coming in. Me and Maff, we both ended up turning our headphones off pretty early on the tour because we just could not stand his thick, dull, monotone accent and the sound of him just patting like a golden retriever who's morbidly obese. The tour guide wasn't obese, but he sounded like an obese golden retriever. And that's right in your ears. So unfortunately, we didn't get too much info, but nothing Google couldn't fix. Rome is like a city where you can just cruise around in any direction and you'll stumble across some ridiculously amazing artifacts or just something beautiful and historic, which we did after the tour because we needed some bit of relief from old mate on the mic. But yeah, the afternoon we spent cruising through the city, checked out the Roman Forum, the Spanish Steps, which is a pretty awesome place to stop and have a beer or a mozzarella sandwich if you so wish. Checked out a few other places, all in the walking vicinity. President's residence, the Villa Borgia Gardens. Spent a good few hours basking in the sun there. Had another cheeky little braise and stretch. And yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful. All this walking and sightseeing was obviously to burn some calories and make room for dinner. That was our underlying goal, really. But before dinner, Maff and I took some snacks and took some wine down to the Colosseum. We also had a cheeky little spliff there as well. And we watched the sun set over the ancient stadium, sipping on red wine with my mate, watching the sun go down over the Colosseum. It was one of the memories that I cherish greatly, really. It was stunning. But yeah, thanks a lot for listening again. That's Rome. Highly recommend it. Again, I mean, it's tourist prices. It's not the cheapest city, but you can do it cheap. You can buy food and alcohol from off licenses and supermarkets and things like that. But yeah, until next time, I'm the Trippy Traveller. See ya.